Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood.
Welcome back, 17 Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Things you can read, you can listen to, or you can watch. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. John Fox is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, John is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and all the way back to 1998, the year we started the Brain Trust movement and building this community. John is our tax expert. He is the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. He's a trial lawyer by profession, a professor as a second avocation, and he's our good friend. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. John, we America desperately needs tax reform, but we don't need tinkering around the edges. We don't need some kind of a phony baloney thing that we seem to get out of Washington these days. We need a real live, earth-shaking, thermonuclear episode of quality tax reform. Where are we stuck? Why can't we get this done?
Well, it's really tough from a lot of perspectives. Let me just explore what I think both you and I share in our thinking about tax reform. We really mean turning the income tax back to something that it was originally in 1913, which was a tax on income, without all the social and economic tinkering that goes through the code. Today, Today, Jim, by official statistics, something like $1.1 trillion of taxes are not collected because of special tax breaks that go to certain people for housing, health care, education, any number of things, state taxes, the property tax deductions on any number of personal residences. So real tax reform would have to take on these very tough issues, because the American public would have to be persuaded that if it gave up, you know, a good deal of these personal benefits, which are really forms of entitlements under the code, you get them, you know, just by being eligible to take them. Nobody puts a dollar cap. Nobody says you've got to have a certain amount of income for it. But to give that up means that they would have to believe that you could bring down tax rates for everyone. I think the goal of genuine tax reform, greatly simplify the laws. It would expose more income to tax, but bring tax rates down for everyone. And the challenge, of course, is that to begin with, the Democrats and Republicans disagree on a fundamental aspect of tax reform. The Democrats want to raise revenue through tax reform, and the Republicans either want it to be revenue neutral or to reduce taxes. So that's a fundamental problem. Secondly, there's no consensus among Republicans or among Democrats as to which one of these special tax relief measures ought to be curtailed or eliminated. So
but
you
see,
have
this, no, see what you're describing, John. You're describing the tinkering around the edges thing I was talking about.
Yeah, the notion that you would get the Democrats and Republicans both to agree that fundamental reform is essential to really, you know, creating a workable, fair, economically sound income tax is tough. I mean, if you go back to 1986,
here's why, John. Because what they have now serves them; it doesn't serve you and me. And what you and I want them to do is create a tax program, a tax law, a tax reform that serves America, not just Washington. And asking the current non-leaders in Washington, D.C. to reform the tax code is like telling a completely addicted coke addict to give you his cocaine back. And to do without that, they're not going to do it. It's their drug, John.
Well, Americans don't ever, you know, really understand what the politicians are selling them. So the politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, talk about tax relief measures as if they're essential to the economy, when in fact they distort the economy. I mean, take something like the unlimited exclusion of employer-paid health insurance. That's the largest one of all. It saves certain people
Is that larger than the housing exemption?
Yeah, it's much larger. It's $248 billion just this year, counting income taxes and Social Security.
This is being able to deduct the big Cadillac multi-thousand dollars.
Unlimited. Jim, it says it in the code, it doesn't say for a basic policy, which would be sensible. I mean, you know, if you're going to have something in there and you want to help people, you know, limit it to a basic policy. It's unlimited in the tax code. So the Cadillac policies that allow you to pay $35,000, $40,000 for health insurance are all tax exempt.
It also, but there's also the second home exemption for the deducting of the interest.
The mortgage interest
could be a yacht.
Yeah. So what is the public interest in having you own a second home, a vacation home, let alone deduct the property taxes on an unlimited number of vacation homes? If you remember, the McCains had, and I don't want to pick on them, but they had something like, I think his wife was very wealthy, they had something like 7 vacation homes. They could deduct the property.
I suppose Senator Kerry might have the same number of houses.
I think so, too.
Let's gore both oxes here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, if you look at the Simpson-Bowles and the Bush commissions, they're for either eliminating the entire deduction for property taxes or capping them, curtailing them. Again, if you just go back to the 86 Act, which is celebrated.
I got to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about this some more. Come back, but John, we got to get to a flat tax.
Yeah.
We got to get to where you mail your tax reform, your tax return in on a postcard. That's what Steve Forbes recommends, and that's the camp I'm in. And we're going to talk with John Fox after these messages. JohnOFox.com, right, John? Is that right?
Right.
JohnOFox.com. His book is If America's Really Understood the Income Tax.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.